advertise your business here. Where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. An Air India plane on its way to Gatwick Airport, crashing seconds after taking off in the Indian city of Ahmedabad. The neighborhood in flames earlier this morning. ABC transportation reporter Sam Sweeney with more on the crash itself.
This was not a nosedive. This plane had just taken off. We've seen videos circulating on social media showing it almost looks like it's landing. It's coming down at roughly 500 feet per second on a glide scope, so not a nosedive. The landing gear was still down. This signifies some sort of loss of power. And of course, we now know that the captain did make some sort of a mayday call, but then that was it.
The plane, a Boeing 787 Dreamliner, and this, the first Dreamliner crash in history. There were 242 people on board at the time of the crash. Indian authorities are leading the investigation, but could reach out to the NTSB. This is ABC News. The search for Travis Decker goes on in Washington State. He is the father believed to have killed his three young daughters before disappearing. Police think they're closing in on him. The goodbyes to and memories of the great Brian Wilson continue coming in this morning. ABC chief anchor David Muir.
19-year-old Brian Wilson with his brothers Dennis and Carl, cousin Mike Love, and their good friend Al Jardine, becoming the Beach Boys, the defining American band of that era. And through the years, when asked how he wanted to be remembered, he would often say, "I just hope people will remember me as a guy who really wrote good music."
I think that music is very healing. It puts me into a quiet place to create or to do what I'm supposed to do.
His music, defining an era.
Brian Wilson's daughters, Carney and Wendy, saying they know he touched so many people with his musical gifts. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From ABC News and Good Morning America, I'm Lori Bergamotto. This Brightly Moment is brought to you by Macy's. This Father's Day, let Macy's be your guide to gifting. Dads embarrassing their kids is a time-honored tradition, but Jevin Smith took it to a whole new level with his Dancing Dad school pickups. Smith has been busting a move for every school pickup since his daughter Jaina was in middle school, gaining fans among the students.
And they'd be like, "Go, Mr. Smith, go, Mr. Smith."
But one dance performance stands out as bittersweet. It was the final father-daughter pickup on Jaina's last day of high school.
I just remember like it being like, dang, like this is the last time he's going to come to my high school and embarrass me. And I started getting really emotional.
What started out as a way to tease and delight his daughter has turned into a tradition they'll both miss.
Embrace your parents. It's their way of showing you love.
This Brightly Moment has been brought to you by Macy's. This Father's Day, let Macy's be your guide to gifting.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible. Also a little more of that smoky haze from those Canadian wildfires. Our high right around 74. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms, mid-50s. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high in the low to mid-70s. If you want the best barbecue in town, get the sauce made from Grandpa's secret recipe. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, it's amazing. GrandpasBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Allen. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is keeping an eye on ice enforcement in Wisconsin as anti-ice protests continue in Los Angeles. In Green Bay this week, Evers says he supports sending back immigrants who commit serious crimes, but not those who are appropriately documented or are awaiting documentation. A woman who caused a fatal wrong-way crash in the Fox Valley last year faces negligent homicide charges. 78-year-old Rosalie Paulson had an initial court appearance Tuesday for the November 5th crash, which killed 27-year-old Austin LaVica Luring. The incident happened in Appleton. And you can play a part in protecting Wisconsin seniors from scams. The Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection wants families to be aware of how scammers try to take advantage of older adults. You can keep seniors safe by being informed, plan ahead, stop and think, talk to others about possible scams, and report them.
Welcome to Home Sweet Home from Compeer Home, discussing the ins and outs of rural property financing.
The biggest thing is going to be increasing the functionality of your home. You know, you'll have a lot of bedrooms and maybe only one bathroom. Adding a bathroom could be a really high impact improvement. Updating those bathrooms as well as kitchens in anyone's home, really. So they're really top priorities. Adding square footage, if you've got an unfinished basement that you can turn into usable living space, bedroom, bathroom, family room, anything else down there that could definitely add use and increase value. Keep records of anything you do and the cost of things. That really helps us kind of reflect on any of those improvements. And maintenance is generally just a very good point too. You know, everybody wants to have a generally move-in ready property. They don't want to have to come in and replace all the flooring or paint everything and that kind of stuff.
Listen to the full podcast at compeer.com/homesweethome.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor now available at Annabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
Good morning, it's 8:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health. Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at primerealtymidwest.com. Endless Summer Fitness and Tanning with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access, Durand. Annabas Silo, your Husqvarna and Toro Lawn and Garden Equipment dealer, Durand. And Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. The Durand City Council heard a presentation from Ehlers and Associates last night on how the city could pay for the Madison Street project. The $4 million project has been delayed after costs came in above expectations. Durand Mayor Patrick Miller says the city could use funds from the Tax Incremental Finance District to pay for that project.
Is we have a tax incremental finance district that raises money and it covers the cost. Well, within that TIF district, we're able to use some of that. So it's a combination of things and probably find more communities using this. You're just not going to be able to go out and pay for that large of a project. If everything goes by this fall, we should have a pretty good idea. There's an extension we need to ask for with our TIF. And then next year we would go through the process we would get all of that in place. And the project itself, of course, we would be talking about bidding this fall with the intention of doing next summer.
Even with the price, by using the TIF district, city residents wouldn't see a rise in taxes. Dunn County residents are encouraged to take an emergency preparedness survey being conducted by Dunn County Emergency Management. The survey will help emergency management set priorities and goals for training, equipment, planning, and emergency response. The survey will also support updates to the county's hazard mitigation plan. Visit the Dunn County Facebook page to take that survey. The city of Wabasha has announced that the new Eagle Basin Playground is officially open. The park opened on June 5th and was a key project identified in that city's comprehensive master parks plan and offers families and children play and outdoor activities. Future enhancements of the park include the installation of a concrete sidewalk directly connecting the park to Wabasha's city bike trail, further improving accessibility. Additionally, two new concrete pads will be poured to accommodate new park benches, offering comfortable seating for visitors. A group of Democratic state lawmakers are trying to change the primary voting process in Wisconsin. Several senators and representatives are sponsoring a measure that will allow voters to split tickets in partisan primaries. As it stands now, citizens are only able to cast a ballot for a single party primary. Wisconsin Democrats are also sponsoring legislation that would allow voters to use a real ID from another state as an acceptable form of identification at the polls. You're listening to WRDN News.
Big or small, in town or in the country, Prime Realty of Durant can help you find exactly what you need. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty. As the area's number one home seller, we have the experience and commitment to help you navigate the complex real estate market. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or a seasoned veteran looking to sell your current property, Prime Realty is your guide toward home ownership. Like Prime Realty Guys on Facebook or visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. Prime Realty, making your dreams a reality.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
Wisconsin lawmakers are considering a measure that would ensure continued funding for the state's 988 crisis hotline. Federal dollars for the service are currently set to expire next year. Legislation introduced in Madison would require the Wisconsin Department of Health Services to keep the hotline running. Officials say the service has received 200,000 calls and messages from Wisconsin residents seeking help with mental health concerns since launching in July of 2022. Wisconsin is joining a lawsuit against genealogy company 23andMe. On Tuesday, Attorney General Josh Call announced the state would join a coalition of states involved in the lawsuit against the company. The suit aims to stop 23andMe from auctioning off the genetic information of users. The personal information of about 15 million customers could be sold off after the biotechnology company filed for bankruptcy earlier this year. The lawsuit filed in federal bankruptcy court challenges the company's attempt to auction off its assets without consent of its users. The Wisconsin Department of Tourism announced a third straight record-breaking year. According to a press release from Governor Evers' office, Wisconsin generated $25.8 billion in total economic impact in 2024, surpassing the previous record of $25 billion in 2023. The state also welcomed 114.4 million visitors over the course of the year. Governor Evers credited the growth to strategic investments in tourism included in his budget, though he noted that some of those investments were cut by Republican lawmakers. Officials in Wausau hope DNA science can identify that city's unknown soldier. The unknown soldier died by suicide in 1930, leaving behind no identifying information, just a note saying he was a World War I veteran. Efforts to identify him went nowhere, and officials buried him with full military honors and a headstone marked Unknown Soldier. But last week, multiple agencies worked to dig up his remains with great care and respect. They now await DNA analysis to see if a living match can be found, which could lead to the identification and closure for his story. Officials say, however, the effort could take months, with the University of Wisconsin Missing in Action Recovery and Identification Project assisting in that effort. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Wenikins.
Milk has been around for thousands of years. In the Bible, the Promised Land was described as a land flowing with milk and honey. Hippocrates, the father of medicine, recommended milk for its medicinal virtues. And throughout our own history, as the land was explored and settled, a big priority was the acquisition of milk cows.
Today and every day, we salute our dairy industry.
Thank you, dairy farmers, for all of your hard work. This June Dairy Month salute is brought to you by Dunn Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner, your source for power and information.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Dunn Energy is your Touchstone Energy partner, your source for power and information. Join the Durand Sportsman's Club June 21st from 5 to 10 at the Durand Rod and Gun Club for the 38th Annual Sportsman's Club Fundraiser. Over $50,000 in prizes will be awarded, including three Polaris SXS ATVs. Midnight Special performs from 6 to 10. Tickets for the giveaways are available at area businesses and any Durand Sportsman's Club member. Visit the Durand Sportsman's Club's Facebook page for more information. It's the 38th Annual Durand Sportsman's Club Fundraiser June 21st from 5 to 10 at the Durand Rod and Gun Club.
Atlanta's Spencer Schwellenbach went the distance to lead the Braves to a 6-2 win over the Brewers, taking that series 2-1. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Schwellenbach struck out 9 and walked nobody in dominating the crew. Brewers skipper Pat Murphy on the Braves starting pitching in the series.
All three of their starters, I know they've been going through a bump in the road here, but getting Acuna back, I think, has made a difference. I think he can see his value. If that isn't a really good Major League team, I don't know, because those three starters, it felt like you were facing three closers.
Rhys Hoskins clubbed a solo homer, his 10th of the season. The Brewers open a 4-game series at home against the Cardinals tonight. Elsewhere in the National League Central, Phillies over the Cubs 7-2. Cardinals fell to Toronto 5-2. Pirates 5, Marlins 2, and Cleveland down Cincinnati 11-2. Indiana Pacers took a 2-1 series lead in the NBA Finals, knocking off Oklahoma City 116-107. Benedict Mathurin came off the bench to score a game-high 27. Tyrese Halliburton added 22 for the Pacers. Jalen Williams had 26 for OKC. Packers wrap up their mandatory minicamp today in Green Bay before getting a long break before the start of training camp in late July. Bo Melton continues taking reps at both wide receiver and defensive back, playing two ways far from the norm in the NFL, but Melton said this is no gimmick either.
I just try to do what's asked of me to the best of my ability. That's just how I was raised, how I was brought up. Somebody asks you to do something, you do it to the best of your ability. So that's just how I've been since I got here. You know, I love playing football. That's just what I love doing. I love making plays. I love my teammates, and that's how I play ball, and I play for them. So at the end of the day, how the ball may fall, special teams, offense, defense, I'm going to be, you know, front and center.
Next major golf championship up for grabs. Bryson DeChambeau looking to defend his U.S. Open title when the world's best golfers tee it up at Oakmont Country Club. Girls state softball championships also continue day 2 in Madison. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
This is an important notice to all U.S. taxpayers. The IRS is giving away billions of dollars in tax savings through a federal program called the Fresh Start Initiative to aid delinquent taxpayers. This initiative was established for anyone facing financial hardship and unable to pay their back taxes. Qualifying and enrolling in this program will stop all collections, settle your delinquent tax problem, and even reduce what you owe by thousands of dollars. Call the hotline at People's Tax Relief to see if you qualify and get this free information by dialing 800-351-4596. If you have unfiled tax returns or cannot afford to pay your personal or business back taxes, you can now get the help you need. One simple phone call can resolve your tax problem and save you thousands of dollars. To see if you qualify and to get this important free information, call 800-351-4596. 800-351-4596. 800-351-4596.
Byron Buxton had a big game at the plate as Minnesota defeated the Rangers 6-2 at Target Field. Buxton went 3-for-3 with a home run and 3 RBIs, while Willie Castro drove in 2 runs. David Festa earned his first win after holding Texas to 2 runs on 3 hits in 6 innings. The Twins have now won 2 of 3. Bailey Ober starts for Minnesota against Texas this afternoon. The Minnesota Twins are also bringing in a fresh arm. The team claimed left-hander Joey Wentz off of waivers from the Pirates yesterday. Wentz is 2-1 with a 4.15 ERA and 19 appearances out of the bullpen this season. The Twins traded reliever Jorge Alcaia to the Boston Red Sox for a minor leaguer in order to make room on the roster for Wentz. Minnesota Vikings will hold their second practice of mandatory mini camp at TCO Performance Center. The Vikings have one more practice today, and they return for a final week of organized team activities next week. The Minnesota Lynx had their 9-game winning streak snapped with a 94-84 loss to the Seattle Storm last night. Minnesota led by 1 at halftime before getting outscored 46-35 the rest of the way. Nafsia Khalir had 25 in the losing effort. The Lynx are 9-1. They will host the Sparks on Saturday. WIAA girls state softball tournament does continue today. And in the Division IV semifinals today, McDonald Central will be facing Stevens Point Pichelli. You can follow the Durant Fresh Market scoreboard on the sports page of our website at realcountry1430.com.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News. Brought to you by OnX Fish and coming at you from the Fleet Farm Studio. The weed line is well developed right now, and that means big bluegills on that vegetation edge. I'll tell you what you got to use to catch them, but first...
You fish the same waters year after year. But what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish.
This is the perfect time of year for big bluegills. It's because the vegetation is well developed right now and you've got some real defined weed lines. What you want is a very calm day so that you can get out and just sit in one spot and hover right next to that vegetation line. And then you'll be vertical jigging using a small jig. 1/16 ounce, that's big. If you can get down to a 32nd ounce, that's perfect. And you want to use a panfish leech. Those are smaller leeches. And you fish them just straight down over the side of the boat. It's a simple technique. All you're doing is dropping that jig down so it's right on the bottom, just on the outside edge of that weed line. These big bluegills hang right at the base of that vegetation. They're literally just a few inches off the bottom. If you catch anything that's higher than that, it's probably going to be a small fish. What you're after is those really big fish that are laying right down there on the bottom. What a great time to be chasing big bluegills. From the Fleet Farm Studio, this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Forecast for today, mostly cloudy. We'll have areas of smoke and a 70% chance of showers and storms. Highs, low 70s, east winds at 5 to 10. Tonight, areas of smoke and thunderstorms, 70% chance, lows, low 50s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 70% chance of showers and storms. We'll have highs near 70. Clouds across the region, even a few scattered rain showers, too. Lake City, Wabasha, Nelson, 65. Pepin, 63. Plum City and Nogales, 60. Mondovi, 62 here at WRDN. 62 with Brad Paisley and Mud on the Tires. It's 825.
I've got some big news. The bank finally came through. And I'm holding the keys to a brand new Chevrolet. Have you been outside? It sure is a nice night. How about a little test drive down by the lake? There's a place I know about where the dirt road runs out. We can try out the four-wheel drive. say, girl, I can hardly wait to get a little mud on the tires. Cause it's a good night to be out there soaking up the moonlight. Stake out a little piece of shoreline. I've got the perfect place in mind. It's in the middle of nowhere. Only one way to get there. You gotta get a little mud. Catfish on a trot line. Sunset's about nine this time of year. We can throw a blanket down, crickets singing in the background, and more stars than you can count on a night this clear. I tell you what we need to do is grab a sleeping bag or two and build us a little campfire. And with a little luck, we might just get stuck. Let's get a little mud on the tires. Cause it's a good night to be out there soaking up the moonlight. Stake out a little piece of shoreline. I've got the perfect place in mind. It's in the middle of nowhere. Get there, you gotta get a little mud on the tires. And then with a little luck, we might just get stuck. Let's get a little mud on the tires.
Don't wanna know how it ends. You still have my heart. somehow I didn't know now what I didn't know then. Yeah, I wish somehow I didn't know now what I didn't know then.
Shop locally. Listen locally. Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Stars are gonna light up a midnight sky. The sun's gonna burn on the 4th of July. Tides are gonna turn with the pull of the moon. And I'm gonna love you.
Birds will fly south when the winter comes. Snow's gonna fall and rivers gonna run. April's gonna rain and flowers gonna bloom. And I'm gonna love you.
So good that it almost hurts. Steady and true as a Bible verse. My heart skips just thinking of you. Go on and bet it all, baby, we can't lose. Earth's gonna shake every now and then. Some runaway roads are gonna dead end. And on those days when the world feels cruel, I'm gonna love you. Yeah. Time's gonna put a few lines on our face.
We can cover it up, but hair's gonna gray.
Life's gonna fly and be gone too soon. And I'm gonna love you. Baby,
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Cody Johnson, Carrie Underwood, I'm going to love you, 835. Coming up here in just a bit here, we're going to talk with Matt Gillis with Durand Public Works. Big public hearing coming up. We're going to also talk about some of the other things going on. Public Works, pool, mosquitoes, who knows what else. Maybe, I don't know, Memorial Park, whatever. We'll talk with Matt here coming up in just a couple minutes. A couple birthdays, though, to pass along today. Or one birthday, one anniversary to pass along today. Happy birthday to Ryan Berger, celebrating a birthday today, and Mel and Matt Pittman, celebrating their anniversary today. So their names go into the Big Giant Fishing Tackle Box. On Friday, we pick ourselves a birthday anniversary club winner. They'll win themselves a certificate for some birthday anniversary club brats from Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85 Durand. Visit Durand Smokehouse now for all of your grilling needs. And don't forget about those beef and pork bundles, too. Winner will also receive a certificate for six-pack dilly bars from Dairy Queen of Durand. Visit Dairy Queen of Durand for lunch today. Use that Dairy Queen app. Then you earn rewards points and redeem those points for some great Dairy Queen treats. My favorite, Peanut Buster Parfait. To enter the birthday anniversary club is pretty simple. Just give us a call, 715-672-8989. Visit us on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM. Send us a message that way. You can also drop us a postcard or mailing address, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, Wisconsin, 54736. It's the birthday anniversary club with Dairy Queen of Durand at Durand Smokehouse and WRDN.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
The DQ Freezer is opening again to bring back our most wished for Blizzard flavor.
Freezer clear?
Just in time for our 85th birthday.
I wonder what it's going to be.
I wish that it didn't.
You can't say a wish out loud. It won't come true.
The Confetti Cake Blizzard Treat is back. Filled with confetti cake pieces and confetti frosting. All that's missing is a candle.
This is what I wish for.
Don't be late to the party. Grab yours before the DQ Freezer closes.
Wisconsin, home to the finest dairy products, is dedicated to building strong local connections with consumers like you. Start your day off right with a legendary June Dairy Month breakfast. With the summer around the corner, we're excited to introduce new recipes for your culinary adventures. Whether it's a barbecue or a picnic, our dairy delights bring joy to families and friends. Here's to a summer brimming with dairy memories. Visit wisconsindairy.com to check out these recipes.
This June Dairy Month salute is brought to you by Compeer Financial.
It takes passion and dedication to produce safe and nutritious milk and dairy products day after day. And Compure Financial is proud to partner alongside hardworking dairy farmers, processors, and others in the dairy industry as they work relentlessly to feed the world. Thank you for all you do as we join you in celebration of June Dairy Month. To learn more, give Compure a call at 844-426-6733 or visit compure.com/dairy. Trademarks of Compure Financial and Equal Credit Opportunity Lender.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
Forecast for today, mostly cloudy with areas of smoke, 70% chance of showers and storms. We'll have highs, low 70s, east winds at 5 to 10. Tonight's areas of smoke and 70% chance of thunderstorms. Lows, low 50s. Tomorrow, 70% chance of showers and storms. Highs near 70. Clouds across the region, even some of those areas of smoke, too. Lake City, Wabasha, Nelson, 65. Pepin, 63. Mondovi, 62. Plum City and Ogallie at 60 here at WRDN. And those clouds and that smoke and 61 on the way. We're going to chat with Matt Gillis with the City of Durand Public Works. That's coming up. First year's Sturks Bentley. Lots of leaving left to do. It's 8:39.
Got a lot of ground they ain't covered yet. There's at least another million miles under these old bus treads. So if you think I'm gonna settle down, I've got news for you. I still got a lot of leaving left to do. So you won't fall for me.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. And Dirk Bentley, lots of leaving left to do. It's 8 to 43. Joining us right now is Matt Gillis with Duran Public Works. Going to talk about a whole bunch of issues with Public Works this morning. And Matt, thanks for joining us this morning. Well, first, last week, first round of spraying for mosquitoes. And I know that folks are like, oh, it doesn't last very long. So I guess, what do you guys use to when you're spraying for mosquitoes?
Well, good morning. Thanks for having me. It's a complicated process, right? So what we use is called Anvil 2 Plus 2. We put it in our fogger. So what it does is it takes that liquid, turns it into a misty fog, puts it out into the air. That product is only good for roughly 24 between 24 and 48 hours. So what that product's meant to do is it's meant to get up in the trees, it's meant to settle down on the grass, and then it only kills what it comes in contact with. And then after 24 to 48 hours, it's gone. So it's really only like a contact kill type of a spray. It's not meant to last for days and weeks. And
is there a reason you can't use something that lasts days and weeks? Or is that a federal thing? I mean...
Yeah. Well, you know, there you start getting into any more product than this, and you're looking at applicators licensing. You're looking at pesticide type of licensing, and health ramifications and things like that. So this is the product that we use that is kind of just that good. You know, let's get out there and get a good kill. So hence the reason why we don't spray on a regular basis. Well, number one, too, that, you know, costs about $1,500 every time we go out and spray.
$1,500, okay.
Yeah, the product itself is about $1,500, and that's not including the, you know, fuel in the machine and the fuel in the truck. So it's a little over $1,500 every time we go out and spray.
Wow, okay. And again, you try to time this before big events is what you really, that's because of the cost.
Correct. So we budget to spray around 4 sprays a year, right? And then we try and time these around Fun Fest. They were out the Thursday night before Fun Fest. And sometimes the June Music in the Park, which is next week, you know, we'll kind of assess the mosquito issue, you know, Monday, Tuesday. If it's bad enough, we'll go out and spray for that. But again, we only have those 4 sprays. So, you know, we got to kind of also forecast the future. Well, you got Blues on the Chippewa coming up in August, right? We got to try and maybe save a spray for that. If we use them all up here in June, then we ain't got nothing for that big event. So we try to go out weather pending, right? We can't go out in the rain because the rain dissipates it. It does no good if it gets rained on. Can't go out in super big winds because then it's just getting carried and drifted away and again not doing anything, and the mosquitoes aren't out when it's windy anyway. So there's a science behind it.
And how can folks in town then help to try to keep the mosquito population down? What are some of the things they can do at their own property?
Well, property maintenance is a big thing, right? You know, keeping your grass mowed, number one. You know, keeping things trimmed, standing or stagnant water, you know, like old bird baths, you know, that they get green and stuff. You know, mosquitoes breed in that. Get tires that you have laying around picked up. Anything that can kind of hold moisture and hold water will attract mosquitoes. So it just comes down to property maintenance.
Talking with Matt Gillis with the Duran Public Works Department. The other big thing going on, of course, something you've been doing a lot of work on, and that is the pool. And I saw water last night at the pool. I saw a sprinkler going and a little fountain going. What's going on at the pool?
Well, it was raining, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't raining.
It wasn't raining.
So
yesterday we plastered the inside of the pool. That's the final coating that goes on the pool before we add water. They plastered the deep end. Let me get my days right here. They plastered the deep end Tuesday and finished up the shallow end yesterday afternoon. So about 4 hours after they put that plaster on, they need to add water to it, hence sprinklers. We're actually currently right now filling the pool.
Probably
about half full right now as we speak. But last night they had to put sprinklers on it and water it. The water actually helps cure the plaster. So the pool is probably at least half full, if not even a little bit more than half full as we speak right now. We're getting close to the end. barring rain. You know, they were talking, it was supposed to be raining right now, according to what I was reading last night. But barring any rain, we'll have the deck finished here in the next couple days. The fence posts went up. Fence company will be back. So we're getting close. I don't want to, you know, get ahead of myself and say we're going to open on an X date yet, because we still have to have a state inspection. So we tomorrow they'll be firing up the pool pumps and the recirculation pumps and the filter, and we got to run that for a few days, get the kinks worked out of that, get the chemicals balanced, and then we got to call for a state inspection. And then we're kind of at the mercy of the state as to when, what day they can come and do their inspection. And then if they show up and they find one or two things that need to be addressed, we'll have to address those, and then they'll have to come back. So, you know, there's still a little bit of a juggling act with the final inspection before we can actually open to the public.
And I know that there'll at least be some potentially online things for swimming lessons starting potentially on Friday, but we got to get all of this other stuff done before you can really schedule your swimming lessons, right?
Well, actually, we actually have hard dates for swimming lessons. Swimming lessons are later this week. Sign-up's going to be coming out. It's an online sign-up. We contracted with a software company called iClass Pro. So it'll all be electronically signed up. You'll pay online. Everything will be through that app or software company. Swimming lessons are set for July 7th to July 18th, that two-week period. We'll have our, like, five sessions in the morning from 8 to noon, and then we'll have two or three sessions in the evening from, like, 4 to 6 or 4 to 7. So that is set. We should most definitely be open by that time frame, unless, you know, there's some catastrophic failure of some sort. So that is actually set in stone, and hopefully by tomorrow, end of day tomorrow, that will be out online and accessible for people to start signing up.
Talking with Durand Public Works Superintendent Matt Gillis. Coming up on, I think it's the 30th, public hearing on the water rate increase. And we have talked a little bit with the mayor and about this as well. There's been a study on this, and it has to go through PSC, and they've looked at it. And I know one of the things is it's just the water part of the bill. It's not the sewer part, right?
Correct. So little bit of misconception out there. When you get the bill in the mail, everyone calls it the quote-unquote water bill, right? Everyone calls it the water bill. But that's actually the correct terminology. That's a utility bill. So that bill that comes in the mail every month has your wastewater charges on it, has your storm water charges on it, and has your water charges on it.
And okay? Fire protection, right?
Well, moving forward, it will. Okay. The old bill did not. But if you got the bill this month, right, if you look at the upper left-hand corner of the bill, tells you how many gallons you used, and then there's a sewer charge, and then tells you how many gallons you used in a water charge, and then there's just a flat rate storm fee charge on there right now. So the only when people say the water bill is going up, everyone looked at the total of those three combined. You know, I'll use me for example. Say it's $100 for easy math, right? Oh, my bill is going to go up 50% of 100. No, your bill is only going to go up 50% of the water portion of that bill. So if you look up in the upper hand corner, it'll say water usage. Your bill might be $20 or $30, whatever your usage is. It's only going to be like 56% of that $30, not 56% of the grand total.
Okay. And this is some of the reasons behind this. We have some big projects that we have to, that the water utility has to pay for, and we haven't had like big jumps in rates of the water part of it over the years.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah. So water is a little bit more tricky than sanitary sewer and storm. The Public Service Commission of Wisconsin dictates all water utilities in the state of Wisconsin. They don't dictate sanitary sewer or storm water. So those are a little bit easier for us to, you know, randomly just, oh, we're going to do 2% this year, 2% this year, 2%
this year.
Instead of one big giant. Okay. So the PSC, and it's a process, right? Basically, you're doing an entire audit of the whole utility system. And then the PSC looks and says, okay, we're going to forecast this much revenue needed. We're going to look at projects. You know, like we have a big water filtration project that's coming up. We have Madison Street. We have water tower painting in the next, you know, 5, 6, 7 years, whatever that looks like. And they forecast all that in into a rate. So that's where that 56% comes to make up for shortfalls since the last raise of 2018 and try to forecast a little bit out into the future. You cannot raise the water rates without going through a PSC rate case. There's two different types of rate case. They have what's called a simplified rate case, and then they have a full rate case. And then you can only do one or the other in a certain year. You know, you can't do a full rate case. You know, it's got to be at least like 3 years. Don't quote me on that time frame, right? Simplifieds can't be, you know,
every year.
Yeah, minimum of like 13 months before you can implement it, right? So, and then even a simplified, you got to file with them. You got to kind of do a half a type of an audit, you know. Just it's a little less paperwork than a full. And you can potentially, you know, they'll approve 3, 4, 5%, but it's still a process.
And so on the 30th, this public hearing is going to be with the PSC. There's going to be multiple ways people can attend this?
Correct. So this is the public hearing that the PSC's put out in the paper today and next week, I believe. You'll see the notice is going out in the paper. So there's multiple different ways that you can join and attend the public hearing. It's the June 30th at 11 a.m. There's a Zoom link that'll be on the notice in the paper. There's also a phone number you can call in, or you can always come right down to City Hall and attend in person. We'll have in the council chambers, we'll have the Zoom link up on the TV screen, and you can interact in person at City Hall. So those are the three ways that you can attend the public hearing, you know, and show and for or against.
And this is where the PSC is going to kind of review this audit, and this is why we said this amount is what we're allowing.
Correct. So the PSC is going to do kind of a brief overview of the audit, and then it's basically open for public comment then after that. So the purpose of the public hearing is for the people to come in and comment, ask questions, you know, why has it got to be this, and get their question answered. Well, we don't like it for X, Y, Z reasons, you know. And then after the public hearing is closed, after everyone has said their piece, then the PSC takes that back, reviews it, takes into any considerations, and then they come back with a final to the city.
Talking with Duran Public Works Superintendent Matt Gillis, and the water utility has to at least break even. It's kind of like the stormwater utility. They're part of the city, but they're not part of the city. Am I correct on that?
Correct, yeah. So they're under the city umbrella, but the water utility, the stormwater utility, and the sewer utility are their own separate entities, their own separate enterprise funds. So they are designed, water is designed through the PSC so that we can pay all our, you know, basically break even with a little bit, you know, few thousand dollars here to, you know, left over to maybe put in a savings account if you're budgeting things correctly. But they don't allow you to, well, you know I got a water tower that I need to paint in 5 years, and we need to collect $20,000 a year to pay for that for the next 5 years or whatever. They don't allow us to do it that particular way.
Okay. All right. So again, that public hearing is coming up on June 30th, 11 o'clock at City Hall, or you can watch via Zoom, or you can also call in as well. Also, I guess before we let you go,
one other thing on that, I guess, that we didn't touch on, the projection is the water portion is going to go up 56.1%. There's also the public fire protection charge. That's going to be a new charge that's going to be on the water bill. One thing that I want to make sure everyone understands is they've already been paying that charge. They've been paying it through the tax levy. So the city's decided to take that charge off the tax levy and just put it directly on the water bill. So it's going to look like a new charge on the water bill.
Okay.
But it's coming off the tax levy. Multiple pros and cons for that, right? The biggest one is tax-exempt properties are the biggest users of fire protection. And so if it's on the tax roll, they're not paying for the extra fire protection. If it's on the utility bill, then they're contributing to the extra fire protection. And the fire protection charge, I just want to make it clear, it has nothing to do with the fire department. It doesn't pay for fire trucks. It doesn't pay for wages. It doesn't pay for anything at the fire hall. This is just a charge for an upcharge for all the fire hydrants that are in town for fire protection. We have to upsize our water system to fight fires. So instead of putting a 6-inch main in to for drinking water purposes, you got to put an 8 or a 10-inch to help mitigate fire protection. So that's what this charge is for.
So it's for the fire
hydrant. You know what? We call it a fire hydrant, fire protection fee. It's more than just fire hydrants, right? It's the whole entire water system. The pumps are a little bit bigger so that we can pump water faster to put the fire out. The size of the pipes are a little bit bigger so that we can supply more water to put fires out. The fire hydrants are pretty much there for that fire protection. So it's a fire protection fee that you're paying for the upcharges of the
heavy duty equipment
to pay for that heavy duty equipment,
you must
which
have
puts
to have,
the fires out.
So then you must have to have something on the water tower or something in the system that says we need a lot of water because we have a big fire.
Correct. We have our wells that kick on and off, and when they get to certain levels, we have a small well and a big well. Some of that's got to be manually turned on if there is a fire, but that's where that charge comes from. I just want to make sure, because you're going to see public fire protection, and as a human,
we're
your brain's
going
to go to, well, that's for the new fire truck that we just bought, or that's to pay for a fire hall. Nope, that's for the ability to supply water to your property and everyone else's property through the fire hydrants and through the mains.
All right. Wow. A lot of good information there. And again, that meeting coming up on